I'll dry my eyes and I'll start to laugh. The year Uncle Cyrus went and stole the ham. Maybe I can make it Christmas Day. I guess I'm just grateful to be here. We only gather here 3 times a year. Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving Day. Grandma, she's getting up in age. I guess I'm just grateful to be here. I guess I'm just grateful. I guess I'm just grateful. I guess I'm just grateful. Take your place in line. Leave your beer outside. Grandma don't like liquor. I guess I'm just grateful to be here.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Michael Welch, speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Tune in every Sunday night, 10 p.m. till 12 midnight Central Standard Time, right here on CKUW 95.9 FM for the Island Vibe Show with DJ Vibesman. Get us at ckuw.ca. Get me at islandvibes.org.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Well, we were just listening to a John Prine song from the album Souvenirs, which is out on Oh Boy Records, his own label. Songs of John Prine tonight. Oh, you wondered what we heard. It was Fish and Whistle. What a great song. Maybe you'll hear it tonight if you go to Times Change. A beloved cast of local musicians will be shining a Saturday night light on the songs of the one and only late great John Prine. Schedule is to be announced, and then the headliners, it's not on this page. Anyway, it starts at 8, or at least the doors are open at 8. And, if you go to Instagram or Facebook, you can find the list. It's a wonderful list. It's a great list. Cowboy Junkies aren't on that list of people who are performing. It's local performers, and the Junkies are from Toronto. Isn't that right? This is Sweet Jane. It's a Lou Reed song, and it's performed by those same Cowboy Junkies. A live recording. What else does this say? I can't read it. Recorded live in concert at the something or other community theater on March something. It looks like the middle of March 1992 or something like that. I can't read it. I guess I'm going to have to get a magnifying glass. I was going to play Hot Burrito number 1 by Graham Parsons and Christopher Etheridge, which comes just before Sweet Jane, but I was thinking about Jane Goodall. This is not about Jane Goodall, but it is called Sweet Jane. I'm thinking about Jane the Cat, too. Last time I was in, I only played a couple tunes, and then I gave you a replay show from a Remembrance Day a few years ago, and it's because I had to spend that time at the vet a month ago. And for those of you who've been inquiring, and actually some of you have, she's doing all right. So far, so good. I don't know. I think there's some underlying issues, but she's recovered significantly from a month ago, and she is a sweet Jane. This is from this is from the Cowboy Junkies. Let's bring them on.
Well, thanks a lot. Well, I can't tell you how much all these flowers mean and everything. It's really nice of you. Thanks a lot. And also thanks for coming and letting us play. And we'll see you again, I hope. Jackie's in a coat, Jane, she's in a vest. Thank you. You've been real great. You've had a perfect evening. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
I'm looking in our events guide to see if there's anything else I can inform you of. So we were just talking about Times Change tonight. Thanksgiving dance next Friday night, October the 17th. Doors open at 11:30. Oh, where's our Oktoberfest music? Happy Oktoberfest. Beer might be good for you, but not in very big quantities.
Remember that.
A little bit of Guinness is good for you. Not a barrel full of beer, really. Watch out. But you can dance it away. Exercise is good for you. Thanksgiving dance on Friday, October 17th. Doors open 11:30, pierogi lunch at noon, and a live band from 1 till 4. This is taking place at the Holy Family Ukrainian Catholic Church, 1001 Grant Avenue. So, live band, high profile, from 1 to 4. Tickets in advance are 20. Tickets at the door are 25. Contact Jim Antonick for tickets at 489-8482. Oh, that's to attend the Thanksgiving dance next Friday afternoon at Holy Family Ukrainian Catholic Church. Tickets at the door are 25. Tickets in advance 20. Once again, it's 204-489-8482. Winnipeg Mennonite Theatre presents The Pink Panther Strikes Again by William Gleason, based on the film by Blake Edwards and Frank Waldman. Jacques Cousteau, Chief Inspector, takes a detour from a routine prison transfer to visit his old friend and former boss, Dreyfus, at the, at the lunatic asylum. We don't use those kinds of words today. Anyway, this is a play, and it's being put on in November, on the 7th and 8th of November. Ah, and also on the 8th and 9th. So two matinees and two evening performances, and it takes place at the Université de Saint Boniface. For further information, contact director Connor Hopper or producer Laura Enns. Yeah, you know what I'm going to say? Instead of giving you all those emails for those people, I'm just going to suggest you can just put that on your calendar, something to watch out for that's coming up in the future in November. Pink Panther Strikes Again from the Mennonite Community Theater. Sorry, the Winnipeg Mennonite Theater. Not community. Happy End is coming to... No? Or maybe it's on now. I think they're on now. Happy End and Union and a lot of other interesting off-the-radar indie films can be seen at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. So take a look at their schedule. I'm going to be attending those Hal Hartley movies. I'm really excited about the... Long Island Trilogy that's coming up, Hal Hartley being one of my favorite directors. And that's enough talking. We should play some music. I wanted to play some Thelonious Monk. I don't think I brought the records with me. We can find something over here. Something instead of Oktoberfest. Thank you. Monk, the one and only, the inimitable Thelonious Monk, with a children's song, not the children's song of Chick Corea, but a children's song, brackets, That Old Man. And now, because of the, we just had an equinox again, didn't we? And aren't those dusks and dawns just so beautiful at this time of year? And we're going to continue with Mr. Monk, whose birthday, he was 108. Well, he's not with us any longer, no. But on October 10th in 1917 in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, USA, Thelonious Sphere Monk was born. We've played most of his greatest hits here before. And I wonder if we've played, it's probably been a while since we heard this fantastic solo version of Crepuscule with Nelly. And here he comes from the Greatest Hits album on Columbia. I still don't hear it. I think it's important to hear it completely. So let's do that. Did I say that was going to be a solo? I might have said that, in which case I was misspeaking as per usual. And indeed, the birthday, the 108th birthday yesterday of Thelonious Sphere Monk. Here's something you want to hear about.
Hi, I'm Keith Black, host of Voyage, 3 hours of jazz heard here at CKUW every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., or streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. I play a wide range of current jazz styles and have an historical segment each week looking back at jazz history. The current jazz scene is vibrant and exciting, and you can hear proof of that each Wednesday between 10 and 1.
CKUW 95.9 FM is the place for alternative viewpoints and perspectives, and we give priority play to local music. We are grassroots and homegrown.
You know, I like your friend here.
This is them. Somebody recorded them live at the Fort Garry Hotel just a few months ago. And, they've been busy. They've been, they had a couple of shows, one at the Park Theater and one at the Garrick. And there's another one coming up, too, on the 25th. I'm trying to remember where, because I've got a ticket for that one. I had a ticket for the show at the Garrick, but, well, I guess that was the same day that I had my show here, and I spent the day and the night at the Vets. And I didn't get to hear them, so I bought another ticket, and I'll try and get to hear them at the next show, which is when and where. Is it at the bowling alley? Juvelle on October 25th. At the Handsome Daughter, exactly, because they're performing there with the Misery Mountain Boys. Well, not with them, before them, I think. I think they're opening for the Misery Mountain Boys, a band from Rosslyn, B.C.? Is that right? Anyway, the Handsome Daughter, Misery Mountain Boys on October 25th with Juvelle. There they were in the background. I don't know if I've got anything. You can hear them in the foreground. Let's try this one. See if it works.
Movies back in, you know, the 2000s, et cetera, et cetera. It's been recorded for a long time. This is Minor Swing by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli.
Thank you.
Now, do you remember when I said I was going to go and look for some Smoky Tiger? I found one here called Smoky Tiger and the Seven Doors. Doors, D-O-O-R-S. Oh, I do like a good title. So we've got track two here, The Tree Planter's Waltz. And you know, we just had Arbor Day, didn't we? Didn't we just have a tree planting day here in Winnipeg, all over the country. Tree Planter's Waltz from Smoky Tiger, track two. Oops. Oh, let's not push all the buttons at the same time. There it is. No, there it's not. I'm going to just throw this in a different... now the drawer won't even open. Okay. It's stuck inside there. It was... It was all ready to go for you. And now the little drawer doesn't even want to open. Oh, here we go. Let's start over. Number 2, Tree Planters Waltz from Smokey Tiger on 95.9 CKUW. In fact, I think I should give you one of these right now.
Friends on the radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Richmond, and you're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We just had to get that one in there because you know who's got a show tonight at the West End Cultural Center? It's not Smokey Tiger. It's Jonathan Richmond. It is Jonathan Richmond tonight at the West End Cultural Center. But this is Smokey Tiger on 95.9 CKUW Campus and Community Radio.
Dancing. Over and through,
well, if you should ask any girl from around what pleases her most, from her head down to her toes, well, she'll say, I'm not sure if it's business of yours, but I do like to waltz with a tree planter. For it goes dancing over and through the clear cut. That's where the tree planter learns to step lightly. It's dancing over and through the clear cut. The tree planter's waltz pleases the girls completely.
Oh man, with apologies to Wade Helmsworth.
Well, the highballer's dream is a field full of green, 'cause that's a good place to put trees in the ground. So when the shift's over, they'll be in the town, and everybody wants to waltz with a tree planter. For he goes dancing over and through the clear cut. That's where the tree planter learns to step lightly. He's dancing over and through the clear cut. The tree planter's waltz pleases the girls completely.
All day with your hands in the dirt, then my tree planter say you're allowed that crazy. So where my high ball is at, holla back. Now holla like your back is scraped up from all the slash. Now before you fall and get trapped in a safe little cul-de-sac, can you still feel the call of the wild?
Yeah.
Well, that's the call to plant. So what you know about taping your fingertips and working a shift every day to six? We say hoy, 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 do it with joy while swinging our toys in the wilderness.
Dancing over and through the clear cut. That's where the tree planter learns to step lightly in its dancing over and through the clear cut. The tree planter's waltz pleases the girls completely.
To please both my parents, I've had to give way and dance with the doctors and merchants and lawyers. Their manners are fine, but their heels are of clay, for there's none with a style
the girls completely. Planters waltz pleases the girls completely.
Apologies to Wade Helmsworth. And from tree planting to tomato harvesting, let's go. This is not Guy Clark who wrote it. I think I've been playing a different rendition of this just about every year at this time, and we have never, ever played John Denver on this program before, or any of my programs, so it's high time. From Higher Ground, Homegrown Tomatoes.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe ones, don't get hardened. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. That's for sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true. Homegrown tomatoes. If I was to change this life I lead, you could call me Johnny Tomato Seed. 'Cause I know what this country needs is homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold, dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, 'cause I could be a-pushing up a homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
Go from one John to another. Last month, the show that I couldn't really do for you because of the sick cat, on the 23rd of September, I think it was, that we had the birth date of John Coltrane. I'll double check that. Pretty sure it was the 23rd of September, 1926. He died in 1967. In the middle of July, but September 23rd, 26 was the birth date of another great one. I guess if we'd played something from one of the John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk albums, I have a couple of those, but I didn't bring them. Here is, we already did hear Thelonious Monk with Crepuscule with Nelly and the Children's Song, or That Old Man, but now John Coltrane from The Mastery of John Coltrane, Volume 2, to the beat of a different drum. Well, because of Thanksgiving weekend, I think we shall hear Dear Lord. Are we not thankful for the trees and the tomatoes and the cowboy junkies and Jane Goodall? And by the way, we also heard the Talking Heads before the Tree Planters waltz, which was a takeoff, if you didn't figure it out. Smoky Tiger, Tree Planters waltz was a revising, if you will, of the Log Driver's waltz by Wade Helmsworth. And before that was Talking Heads, because it's the 45th anniversary, released in 1980 on October the 8th. That was from Remain in Light. We heard Cross-Eyed and Paintless, which came after the two pieces by Juvel, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, which was just in the background, really, because we were talking about their performance coming up with the Misery Mountain Boys. And then we heard Minor Swing, which was recorded over at Wits End, a place I still didn't get to, but you never know. I have in front of me a West End Cultural Center zine, 2025 fall season. So I was mentioning Jonathan Richman. We heard from him a moment ago, a little station ID. Jonathan Richman. I didn't get to this Connie Calder show. She was here this week earlier, but he's at the he's there tonight, I think. And Dave, son of Dave, not Dave, son of Dave. Son of Dave is at the King Cobb Market Pub tonight. And Blues and Barbecue. He's not just going to be spinning a disc. He's going to be blowing that harmonica, I do believe. Okay, there's only 6 minutes left in the show. I've got 4 minutes of John Coltrane for you right now. The late, great. I heard a couple of people playing his music on the street. It's funny. I was out the other night. I went to see a Hal Hartley movie over at Cinematheque. What a great little movie that was, too. What was it called? It slips my mind at the moment. And anyway, there was a guy playing in front of Shore McCon. He was playing Naima, I think it was. I'm pretty sure I heard Naima. Later on, I heard another guy, different person, really a different person, and also playing John Coltrane, different song, over by the Cube. So here we go with Dear Lord, and this is just about it for me today. I think this is it. Josh will be here in a minute, and if he isn't, I guess I'm lining him up on a pre-record. But either way, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. I'll be back in... What is this? This is October, so I'll be back in 4 weeks' time with my first October, with my first November show, and then the second November show, we have a guest. Pass the mic. We're going to pass the mic to Sean once more, because he did such a fantastic job last fall when we had Pass the Mic. Okay, so long. Thanks for coming, and Catherine, I have your book. You'll have to call me again at 204-774-6877. Anybody else want to call me? Feel free. I got books galore, but I got to get this one to Catherine. So I will talk to her soon. And I'll talk to you guys in 4 weeks. This is Dear Lord. I'd like to wish everyone who's listening the happiest Thanksgiving holiday.